Hello, my name is Ebony, and you have reached the Department of Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I'm Ida Connolly. I live in Fairhope, and I have a neighbor. We're both in our 80s, and we're wanting to get our vaccine. And I was wondering if we went down to OY on Thursday, if that would be possible.
Okay. I only find testing sites. I'm not sure. You would have to contact OWI directly to see what, how they're going about things. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, see, we don't know how to contact them. When we look for them, y'all are what we get.
Okay. Give me one second, okay? I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Thank you.
And I'm still here with you. I'm just trying to gather some information if I can, okay?
Thank you. I
Thank
really
you.
appreciate it.
Not a problem. One moment. Hi, I'm still here. I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to make sure I have all the correct information.
That's fine. I have the time. I'm isolating like I'm supposed to. So I'm patiently waiting.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So I was able to, do you have this phone number for OWA? Is it 251-923-2111?
2111. 923-2111.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's 251 While I was waiting for you, something came on the news. This Saturday, February 6th, at Three Circle Church, which is off of 181, which is a lot closer to my house, is having a clinic from 9 to 3. And they say they have, I think they said 1,500 doses. So so we may go there this Saturday. But should I call this number that you just checked with me?
Yes, ma'am. Definitely call them first. And I suggest if you are going to go down Saturday, you will probably have to go really, 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 really early because it's going to be a lot of people. And I know you said they had, what, 200?
Okay. I was talking about the Circle Church on Saturday, not OWA.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, so you know about that.
No, I don't, but just with the information you provided me with, I would just suggest going early because I know a lot of people have heard that same announcement, and they're going to try to, you know, get down there as well.
Yeah, I know. The people who got the shot, they showed them on TV, they were there, like, last night at 10:30.
That is ridiculous, and it's so cold. It is so cold.
I know. I could not make myself go down there.
Do that. That is crazy. It is way too cold. Were they standing outside or in their car?
They were in their car.
Okay. That's not too bad. But still, your car being on all night.
They were happy they got their shot. But
I bet. You were there all night. I could not do it.
See,
but I guess you have to do what you got to do sometimes, I guess.
I guess. I mean, well, thank you, ma'am. And I will, I think we will try Circle Church, and if we don't make it, should I go ahead and call the 01 number, though?
Yes, ma'am. Definitely double check with them. Because they might be able to give you an appointment time instead of you having to go at the church and wait somewhere. They might be able to give you an actual time to come.
But see, I'm watching the local news, and the local news says it's going to be the same as today. There are no appointments.
So just get there when you get there.
So why do I know more than you? Because I'm watching the news.
Maybe I need to put the news on at my desk so I could know.
I'm serious that most of what I have learned is from the news.
Wow.
And they've pretty much been right. You know, I believe the reason we haven't had enough vaccines in Alabama is because of our governor. I think she needs to retire.
Oh, she? Yeah, I can't say too much, but I agree.
You don't have to say anything. That's just the opinion of an 80-year-old lady who's, you know, born and raised in Alabama. And I couldn't go when they had it at Thomas. They never answered the phone. This is just not right.
Right.
It should not be this hard. It should not be this hard for us to get vaccinated. But we're not going to give up.
Yeah, please don't. It's coming a smoother way. It's coming soon.
So thank you.
You're very welcome.
And you have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. Stay safe, okay? And stay warm.
Okay. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now it's only so now if you're here. Thank you.